At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's an off day for the Hornets, but never an off day here on the Hornets Hivecast. Today, we've got a special one-on-one interview with Hornets wing Davis Bertans, one of the newcomers to the Hornets roster since the trade deadline. We'll talk about the challenges on and off the floor about being traded in the midst of an NBA season, the differences between the path he took as a European-born player coming into the NBA as opposed to the route that most American-born players take, as well as get Davis's thoughts on the potential for the Hornets roster for a playoff future in seasons to come. Without further ado, let's welcome Davis Bertans to the Hornets Hivecast. Davis, sveiki, welcome to Charlotte.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I give it a try with some of our international players. So that is hello in Latvian?
Yeah, that's a more polite way. Usually we just use ciao, the same like Italians.
Fair enough. Well, first off, welcome here to Charlotte. It's not the first time in your career that you've been traded. I think fourth, if I'm not mistaken, but second time mid-season. Have you gotten used to this kind of process here, joining a new team midway?
You know what? You can't really get used to it. It's tough in the middle of the season, especially with the family. You know, if I was by myself, then easy, you could trade me 5-6 times a season if you want. I wouldn't really care. It's the same like going on a road trip. But yeah, with the family, it's a little tougher, and especially to having this schedule of a lot of road trips, you know, the family does not really moving out until the end of the season.
I'm sure that is the hardest part. Maybe for fans who are not thinking of it the way a player might, what is the thing you most look forward to when you find out you've been traded in terms of joining a new team and going to a new place?
You know, all the times I've been traded, always been a situation where it's like just hoping for a better opportunity, you know, which was from San Antonio to DC was a great opportunity to play there. And then from the situation in DC to Dallas was also better. And then, you know, didn't get a chance to play much in OKC. So getting traded here was another great opportunity to get on the court again.
And so far in these first few weeks, you've been consistently in the rotation, playing big minutes, knocking down big shots. Has this been one of the better starts for you in your career with the new organization?
I think I had a pretty good start with the Wizards when I got traded there, but this definitely might be even a little bit better, especially after kind of struggling through a little bit for a couple of years.
Joining the NBA originally, you were drafted, I think, as an 18-year-old, but you took a little time before you eventually came over. Can you take us through what the process is like for an international prospect making that decision of when to enter the draft and then the second decision of when it's time to actually come over?
Entering the draft was a pretty easy decision. You know, I was 18 just that summer before we played Eurobasket, the European Championship under 18, and got a bronze medal, made the All-Star 5, and then the next season I played for a EuroLeague team at the end of the season after I turned 18 in Slovenia, in Ljubljana. And, you know, there was enough interest. I didn't really care whether it's first or second round. You know, the idea was that anyway, I'm going to stay in Europe for a few years. And, you know, that just put me in a position where San Antonio could draft me, and I think that was the best place for me to start my NBA career.
It's certainly a different perspective than American-born players, where there seems to be a consistent path. There seems to be more options now for this latest generation, but usually you go to college. When you're ready to go to the draft, you're going to go pro. For you and most European players, you've already been a professional and are likely to be one, whether you're coming stateside or staying international. So do you find a difference in terms of when you come and start playing in the NBA for international players like yourself as opposed to American players who are on a different track?
I think the biggest deal is having a chance to play. You know, even though when I went to San Antonio the first season, you know, how with Coach Pop and rookies, unless you're Kawhi Leonard, you're not really getting to see the court that much. But I would say in a way I was fortunate, and luckily it was for other players' injuries, but I got a chance to play my first year. But, you know, just having that chance to play professional before coming over, I think it's a little bit easier to kind of adjust than, you know, for some guys when they're 18, 19 and they come out of college and straight jump into the NBA. It's a big difference, I think.
Can you tell me about what the process was finding the game of basketball growing up in Latvia and going through the process of becoming a professional at a younger age than most American kids really end up having that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, for us, since we're a really small country, we're trying not to waste any talent that we have. And yeah, like at age 15, some teams were having, like, that was a financial crisis in Europe. So a lot of teams had to let players go. A lot of players left and just needed bodies. So that was opportunity for guys like me at 15 to join a professional team just to have enough players on the team and even get a little bit of chance of playing with them. But most importantly, it was just practicing with adults. That was, you know, before that, always things like, you know, I'm better than everybody else. And then you get your ass kicked in your first practice. Then you realize it's a lot of work to do. So that was definitely a great experience to just being thrown in that adult basketball at an early age.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Davis Bertans, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. From starting as a young player to now, I'm sure your game has changed quite a bit. You're seen as one of the better three-point specialists now in the NBA. When did that part of your game start to take hold, that you're maybe more of a specialist than your average NBA player?
Just more of a three-point specialist, I would say probably last 4 or 5 years. You know, San Antonio was still a pretty decent mix of inside the three-point line and outside. Always was a great shooter, you know, since a young age. But definitely had my 3 years before coming over. I was still in Serbia and had a crazy coach with a lot of crazy shooting drills for me and Bogdan Bogdanović, who plays in Atlanta. And it was just, after that, like, I think there was no three-point shot that neither of us didn't like.
Well, it certainly has worked. I've heard the coaches talk about you now and say, you know, Davis must wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to hit everything I take today. Like, you just walk into the gym and you immediately start taking threes and just hitting the center of the basket. Is that what it feels like when you walk into a gym, that you just know every shot I take from three, from anywhere, I'm ready?
Well, as long as my legs are fine and, you know, that's more of a work in a weight room, you know, as long as I got that underneath the balance and everything, feel like I'll always can shoot. It does not even matter so much about getting practice shots up anymore. You know, done that a whole lot in the history that I've played.
Last one for you, Davis. You're obviously here with a new organization, and it's a young one. Unfortunately, injuries have kind of submarined a lot of the chances for a postseason appearance for this campaign. But there's a lot of optimism for the future. Getting to know these guys, seeing the young players. What are your thoughts on the future for the Hornets and maybe the optimism for the seasons to come?
Definitely a lot of potential. Plenty of talent on the team, you know, with Brandon and Miles and Melo. Like, all of them are still young, and you know, Miles being a really great player on both ends of the floor, that definitely helps going forward. And having Cliff as a coach, you know, a little bit of old school approach, I think it's very valuable for the younger players, you know, to kind of, he puts them a little bit in a frame of like, you know, you can't mess around and you got to put in the work, and that should be definitely helpful. And you know, as now we have a little bit more veterans on the team, and hopefully we can also help that way.
Davis, I'll embarrass myself with one more attempt at Latvian. Paldies, thank you for joining us here on the HHC. Did I get it right?
Yeah, Paldies.
Paldies. Thank goodness your English is better than my Latvian. Thanks so much for sitting down with us. That will do it for this episode of the HHC. Tomorrow, another special edition of the Hornets Hivecast. It's, of course, NCAA tournament time, bracket out for all regions, including the Charlotte one hosted at Spectrum Center. We've got all of your favorite Hornets players' opinions on tournament-related topics, such as who they root for or root against in the tournament, who talks the most trash in the locker room around this time of year, and the differences between an NCAA tournament game and an NBA game. Plus, Rob Longo, Sam Perley, and I will talk about the tournament as well. That's coming up tomorrow right here on the HHC. Till next time, with thanks to Davis Bertans for joining us in studio, to Rob Longo for putting this podcast together, and most of all to all of you for tuning in. I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.